As you heard last week, the UP is dealing with some scary spikes in COVID infection rates right now. Some public schools, including Houghton, have backed off from in-person instruction. And even one of the region's biggest houses of higher education is scaling back. Michigan Technical University has shut down a substantial percentage of face-to-face instruction for a couple of weeks. Rick Kubek is the president of Michigan Tech, and he joins us now. President Kubek, welcome to Stateside.
Thanks. Thank you.
When did you know that it was time to call it, to say, okay, we're going to radically cut back the time we're spending face-to-face in lectures?
Yeah, I appreciate you having us on the show. And so again, the university had a multi-stage plan, right? We call it the Flex Plan, and we had different levels, and we were at level 3. And to make a move to another level, which we just moved to level 4, we had a set of criteria that we would use to make that decision. Things such as isolation space availability. Well, that's at a high, that was 25%. Right now, we're only using 7% of isolation space. Or we were looking also at the rate of growth of number of cases with our students, faculty, and staff. I mean, our 14-day numbers previously, the high was 92 over 14 days, and it's at 56. Mm-hmm. So, also, it's flat. So interestingly, if you were to look at those numbers, you ask a really valid question. Why would we move to level 4? But you indicated in the opening about the state of our county. And Michigan Tech is a big part of the county, and the success of the county reflects on the success of Michigan Tech. And so as part of that, we felt it's necessary for us to do our part to help reduce the density on campus, even though we're seeing we're actually, frankly, in not bad shape from a numbers perspective, to be able to help the county reduce density for 2 weeks while the healthcare system has a chance to catch up.
What was the reaction like from students and from parents of students in the community?
Sure. So what we did is we put a pause on the lecture component. And again, our faculty are just fantastic, and the students are fantastic. The low numbers you see are because of the great efforts by the students and the faculty and the staff, right? So the faculty had prepared classes to be offered both in lecture, in face-to-face, and in online. So our classes were offered in both modalities for students to choose. So moving the lectures to only online was not such a heavy lift, right? However, as a STEM-oriented school, we have a lot of laboratories and experiential learning, and we're allowing those to continue at the professor's discretion. Mm-hmm. And that was the part the students really didn't want to lose.
What were your provisions for lab class sizes this year?
So again, we are very vigorous about social distancing, about masks, about sanitizing and cleaning. And so any lab that would be, you know, occupied would have to adhere by those constraints. And like other universities, you know, you've probably seen pictures on TV where you walk into a class that used to hold 50 and the chairs are sit such that you see maybe 12 chairs. We're the same way.
Do you have a sense of how many professors have chosen to hold in-person labs?
So we announced it Sunday afternoon, and I don't yet have those numbers.
Yeah. Tell me more about the reaction of students and parents and maybe also some staff when you decided to cut back on in-person instruction.
So we always went into, no one knew how the pandemic was going to unfold on a university campus, right? And so we were real clear from the start that we have a plan, we have criteria. Don't be surprised if we move up or down that scale of, you know, levels. And when they saw that what the criteria was and we worked the plan, you know, it's not what we expected, but it's what we anticipated. So we haven't, you know, the students certainly appreciate being in class, but they also understand that when you're in Houghton in the UP, you're really part of this community, and everyone, there's comes a time when the community's under stress that everyone's got to come and help out. And that's what we're doing. And our students are very service oriented. So as you can imagine, this is right in line with their value system.
A little south in East Lansing, Michigan State has had some documented trouble with getting students to stop going to house parties and being what they are, which is social young people. Has this been a problem at all in Houghton?
So, you know, I'm glad you asked this question, because when we all went into this, we felt like a technology school, right? You felt like the technology and the testing component was going to be carry the day. And I think what we've all found is that the social component The success on the social component was equally or more significant to make a go of it as an institution during this fall as the technical piece. Now, Michigan Tech had the technical piece. We set up our own testing lab, thanks to the support of our center room and Representative Markadin to help make that happen. We've done 10,000 tests. About half of those have been for the community. So all of that's been in place. But we also do surveillance testing. The students voluntarily come in. And that's been very strong. So we too, though, as other folks have found, that it hasn't necessarily in our case been because of the big parties, or alike. But when you're in conjugate living and you have 8 or 9 students living in a house together, and it gets in with one of them, it will spread.
Sure.
But we haven't had experiences where it was, like some of the things you see on TV. That hasn't been our issue.
Rick, can you foresee a full return to the classroom happening this academic year?
A full return?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I think level 3 is probably the stable level for us, which is a hybrid situation. And right now our plan is to continue at level 3. So we will do this level 4 for 10 days and go back to level 3, assuming, the healthcare system is in control.
Have there been financial burdens that the university has had to deal with as a result of the realities of this year?
Oh, absolutely. When you transition to online and you make a commitment to accommodate all of your students, we did not want anybody to miss a step in moving toward their degree because of this. And if they chose that they felt more comfortable or where they were compromised and wanted to stay home, we wanted to be able to continue to deliver that. We didn't have a large percentage of students take that up on us, about 5%. But that meant that we had to be prepared to teach in both modes at the same time. That brings with it extra costs. As you can imagine, having, doing surveillance testing and having faculty and staff tested and setting up the lab and all of the sanitation pieces that come with it. But it's an expense that we were, you're never glad to pay, but it's an expense that we would do all again, because the safety of our faculty and our staff and our students is job one for a university president.
Perhaps we might say it beats the alternative.
Yes.
There have been some observers of the higher ed scene who surmise that there may be colleges and universities that might lose the financial war with COVID after years of strain before the pandemic. There were some structural issues before anybody had ever heard of COVID. Could you see that dire picture coming true?
So prior to COVID, you've also seen the shifting landscape of higher ed and the transition from what might be considered a public good to a private good, which is a change in the funding streams from, for public institutions, from state funding to more tuition driven. And I think that certainly has put a strain on the higher education system overall, as has the changing demographics and declining number of students that are going to be entering colleges. So I think the pandemic may accelerate that, perhaps, but these mega trends were already in place that universities are adapting to.
How would you say Michigan Tech's financial standing is, if we were to take it from a long lens of that kind?
We're fortunate in the sense that we're real clear about our mission, right? We're a technologically centered, focused institution, right? And we focus on value. So again, if you look at a lot of the statistics we brag about, right, is high rankings on return on investment and student success and what you can do after you graduate with a Michigan Tech degree. And we're comfortable as long as we continue to deliver on that value equation for the students that we're going to be in good shape. I can tell you the enrollment came in much stronger, strong this year, even though there were dire projections around the country with regard to that. We appreciate the state support. It looks like there may hold higher education harmless. We greatly appreciate the support in that regard. And so, we're leaning forward. As I told our faculty and staff, while the pandemic may kind of knock us off our stip, it doesn't change our direction or our destination for Michigan Tech.
Would you say that as the school has met the challenges of this moment, that there's anything that surprised you about just what college life can look like in a year like this?
In a good way, the workload that has come with trying to deliver courses in both ways. For the staff to be able to deliver a high quality student experience, even under the position of COVID. For the students to come here and while, you know, you have in your mind what a normal college experience is going to be, it's probably not that you're wearing masks and you're 6 feet apart. Mm-hmm. But we call it tenacity here, but the tenacity of the faculty and the staff and the students to carry tech forward such that you're looking at the kind of COVID numbers we have on campus, which is pretty low. I mean, you're looking at the retention rate, which has gone up. I mean, you're looking at the stable financial state. That's because of the tenacity of the faculty, staff, and students. So when I came here a couple of years ago, I knew that was true, but now I get to see it and feel it in a way that perhaps we wouldn't have had the opportunity otherwise.
Rick Kubek is president of Michigan Technological University. Thank you so much for talking with us today, and good luck this fall.
Thank you.